Hey!
What's up?
It's happening.
Hey, it sure is.
Hey, did you know? Hey, what's the word on the street? Is it FOH?
Word on the street? I'm the word on the street. Did you ever watch Potomac? Were you ever a Potomac head?
No.
No.
Should I?
Good franchise. Great franchise.
Hell of a franchise, you would say?
It's so good, although I do have a black friend who is from, like, that, like, the DC area, and he was like, yeah, it's just insane because the only black people in Potomac are basically like my family and everyone featured on that show. And I was like, I hear you, and that is really weird. However, I was like, definitely weird. You're definitely pointing to some weird kind of racial stuff, but
I'm choosing to ignore it. So thanks yes. for your input.
At the same time.
At the same time, be that as it may.
Fantastic franchise.
Okay. Maybe I'm convinced. Okay. Sorry. It's been,
It was good. No, it was good.
That's maybe I'm amazed. Maybe I'm amazed.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a B-side. Okay. So hi everyone. Welcome to FOH. I'm Lillian Devane.
I'm Kelly Sullivan.
It's a service industry podcast. Fucking let's go.
You know, you live by the service industry, you die by the service industry.
It's so true. And you know what? The first rule is always talk about the service industry.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've made that our kind of case here.
Yeah. If we had like a swear jar for the service industry, it would be lights out.
Yeah. Every time you mention the service industry, you fucking take a nickel quarter, out and put it on the other name. Did you have, we've talked about this, but it's been a while. Did you have a swear jar?
We didn't have a swear jar. My parents were very much of the sort of like you have better vocabulary than that.
So what is that? That was a deterrent for you? You're like, you're right, mommy.
Yeah, like it was like, you're so much smarter than to swear. Like it really belies that you like don't know a better word to use. So like, let's find the word.
Okay, what's the word for fuck that's not fuck? You know what I mean?
I think it would be like, well, yeah, I mean, this was like, I would say this was pre-fucking marriage for me. So it would be like, if I was like, oh man, like that fucking sucks. And it would be like, okay, well, okay. Why don't we say that is like, you know, horrendously mm-hmm. bad or something. Like,
yeah. Something. It really does hit the same.
It wasn't a convincing mm-hmm. tact to me. And then I would say basically after a certain point, my mom gave up on it, but it stopped being important to me to be swearing in front of my mom as a rebellious act.
Right. You kind of say this is, yeah, you separate your home life at a certain point.
Right. And now I would say like, I'm not consciously being like, I'm not going to say a curse word in front of my mom, but I am.
It comes naturally to you at a certain point.
Yeah, it's like I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going blue with my mom.
We're not working blue with Miss Sullivan.
When I'm on a Zoom call with Mary, okay?
You know,
keeping it clean.
Put it away. Yeah, I obviously had a swear jar. Didn't work very well. And also, it's like my mother says God damn it at every, like the slightest inconvenience. So it's like, where do you think I got it, Mom? I learned it from watching you. But also, you know, I'm just an expressive person, always have been. So I need to have every possible, you know, word in my arsenal.
Of course.
Starting at the age of 8.
yeah. Well, you were precocious.
I was. I was on a very fast learning track in the gifted program that included, you know, saying the F word.
Right. And you know what? And it's just sad now, like these kids under DeSantis, they're not getting the same. It's like, you know, Visit from the Goon Squad, very buttoned up because they don't have the same funding.
They don't know about dinosaurs or about swear words. Sad.
It's very, very sad.
Kelly, how are you? Would you have a service story? What's happening?
What's happening? I am good. We had 2 days of good weather in New York, which shouldn't be remarkable, but lately is, I would consider remarkable. So yesterday I had a little picnic in Prospect Park, if you can even imagine something so
I can't. Cute.
And today I walked around. I was trying to listen to the audiobook of Turn of the Screw, but then I have my audiobook preset to 1.5. So it's like 75 degrees. I'm already like so high just on endorphins. And then it's like, the governess, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ah! It was like, yeah, I felt
that is such a funny book to listen to in the sunshine and also at 1.5. Like, I can't imagine.
I did slow it down. I did slow it down.
Okay, great.
And then turned it off. Like, I listened to it for like 10 minutes and then I was like, this isn't right. Exactly.
Not the vibe.
Incongruent. Yeah. But I'm great. On last Monday, 1 week ago today, longest week of my life, actually, was the solar eclipse, and which New York got like 90% view of moon over sun. And, we had an all staff in the morning let out with enough time for everyone to get to the solar eclipse if they wanted to. But then the managers, we went up to the roof of the building, which is like not super high. I think it's like 4 or 5 floors that the restaurant's in. And then a bunch of the staff just came back and was like, we couldn't find a good spot. Can we come up to the roof? And it was very wholesome and cute. And they were like, we didn't have the same number of glasses, everyone. So everyone's sharing the glasses. It was very cute. And everyone's on the roof drinking beers. There were some people who lived in the actual building, some young women in their 20s who had purchased a bottle of Vuv, which I thought was very funny for the occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very pure, very cute. And I loved it. And next eclipse, 2026, there's a totality in Mallorca,
yeah,
Spain. So I was like, yeah, okay.
See you there.
Noted. Noted.
Yeah.
By 2026, I expect to be able to fund myself going to Mallorca to see the eclipse.
Okay. Everyone write down Kelly's goal.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to have to work towards manifest. It's not just me manifesting this.
Correct. It takes a community worth of manifesting.
Yes.
How
are you?
That's
you,
cool. What's up? Sorry.
I was just going to say you had a long day today.
Yes, I did, which is already evident. I'm good. Well, I was extremely jealous of the New York eclipse moment. Mm-hmm. Everyone, everyone says that about the New York City Marathon,
yeah,
that they are moved. And you know what? I have been also moved by the New York City Marathon for unknown. You don't know why until you're there. And then it's like, well, I am overwhelmed for some reason.
Right.
But the eclipse, and as I was in New York for a 2017 eclipse, and that was very, at work also, we left work all together. I mean, just stepped outside and had our glasses. And yeah, it was like, yeah, it was very special. So I was bummed. Oregon got like nothing.
Yeah.
And it was cloudy. But hey, you know, you can't have them all.
It was a truly special. I really like, I was like, that was like one of my best days. Like just such a fun day. It was like they were predicting way more cloud cover than we got. And then it was so fun also being on the roof and looking. I mean, I think it's the same thing as the marathon. It's like so fun a day in New York where it's like, oh, we're all doing something.
Totally. Together.
And so it was like so fun to look down and see everyone in the streets, everyone in their buildings, other rooftops, like waving to other rooftops. Like everyone's just like,
oh yeah,
so oriented the same way. It's so cute.
It's very much like, oh, we're putting out our laundry in the line. Yes. Like it's like old school kind of like, hey, Carlos, dinner's ready. You know?
Yeah.
But my dad watched the moon, or watched, but you know what I mean, was up on a roof in New York City for the moon landing. And he has very fond memories of that, which is interesting.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, obviously the closest I've come is Mad Men, but the moon landing, that would be so fun.
Yeah, right? Yes, I am fine. I just literally straight from 8 hours on Zoom with Starbucks lawyers here to you all in your ears. on the same computer. Technology is wonderful. So yeah, I feel insane. I hate them so much. I did get to say, yes, I understand how bargaining works, Chris, which is kind of fun. Yeah, got to get a little, couple barbs in. Got to be kind of a B word for my job, which is fun. But yeah, other than that, I've had a service story. Other than I went to a tiki bar for an event, which was very fun, and did drugs, just mushrooms, but it was very fun. And I did get a little rowdy. You know, you're familiar with how my rowdiness manifests, which is usually just picking an enemy. You know, you have to. And I picked this gentleman who was probably like 6'7" and had like a blonde wife, and they were just so fucking annoying. Like, they were dressed in full, it was like Western theme. They were dressed in like cookie cutter catalog Western and just like thought they were the hottest shit around. And I just didn't like it. And was probably too vocal about it, to the point where I was like talking shit about them while I was waiting in the bathroom line to like complete strangers. And they were like, who are you talking about? I'm like, this guy I've never spoken to. I just thought we should all hate him. What do you think? So I just think you need to kind of create some dynamics if they're not already there, you know?
Yes. I also think that there's something selfless about it, because it's like, okay, I'm also willing to be the kind of sacrificial lamb if what you need is then to turn around and go, that girl's a psycho. I'm fine with that.
Tell me about it. And the one guy, the one black guy who was there was like, wait, who do I hate? I was like, okay, yeah, you can get on board with this, right? This guy, that he looks shifty to me. He's like, yeah, I really, you know, you got to keep your head in a swivel here in Oregon. I was like, I bet, you know, like, I can't imagine, you know what I mean? He was like, I'm from a ranch. I was like, let's go, dude. Anyways, a very wacky night. That guy did end up kind of confronting me, but he was so drunk that he did a bad job. And we also, he thought we were pointing at him, but we literally were pointing to the woman behind him. So he came over and was like, I noticed that you guys, and I was like, actually, we're talking about this woman in the red skirt because she's a friend of his. So
not you, sir.
Not you. Not you.
I know because you're tall. Nobody cares. I know because you're tall. You think we're all talking about you, but we're
not. Nobody cares.
Literally could have been like the nicest man in the world. I have no idea. Anyways.
Probably not.
Probably not. They looked like real estate agents. Okay. Right. Christians, no doubt. All right. I'm normal and everything's cool. I don't think we have any new Patreon subscribers, but if we do, we'll get you next time.
So true. So true. Just hold on. Just hold on. We're coming for you.
I've been up for 12 hours already. Okay. So Kelly had this great idea. Kelly, do you want to pitch today's theme, this week's theme?
Well, I thought Lillian was going to spend all day in bargaining. And I was like, well, we should come up with this sort of universal ideal contract, which is like we're all familiar with, like, okay, like everyone who works in the premise being – everyone who works in the service industry should be allowed to punch one customer a month or kill one customer a year.
Right, right, right.
Whatever the case may be. So now we're working on our perfect contract, which isn't like, you know, you have to publish the schedule out a month in advance and you starting hourly is $21 an hour. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's for someone else to figure out.
That's kids stuff. Okay. I'm talking the real shit.
This is some real backroom shit, okay? You know what I had to fucking do to get this come on. Do you know the strings I had to pull? I know so many guys. I had to talk to all of them.
I know so many guys. That is
Yeah, I think this can be kind of like a start point. And so, you know, we can draw this up and, you know, you all can feel free to, you know, amend it you know, to your own needs and those of your coworkers. But I think having just a starting place is something that we've all needed for quite some time. So I think this that's is a very
really,
smart.
I think that's a really good view. And I think it's actually very generative and very, it's there's a lot of foresight to that view.
We should make, you know what, maybe this will just be a collaborative FOH Google Doc and you can go in and add.
What a dream.
Shut the fuck up. I've been in a Google Doc all day, okay? But you can add your own, you know, clauses or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay. Considered we have everything else taken care of that we want, you know, we have, like Kelly said, we have all of our hourlies and our breaks and our time off and all of that stuff. We have a great contract. What's going in there that satisfies the more base needs of a industry worker? Do you have something you're thinking of?
This is my first kind of easy. This is the pitch. This is the opening pitch, like it's coming from Meg the Stallion or whatever. Like it's easy. It's not really like, it's just an easy one.
Ariana Grande is at the Mets. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really. Any modification, I charge for modifications.
Oh, I love that.
So it's like you are A, paying the restaurant more, but B, you're tipping on top of the modifications. So. Yeah. If you say, I would like that with no cilantro, no problem. It's $1.
Yeah.
I want a skinny margarita. Absolutely no problem. It's $1 more. Skinny spicy, $2 more.
So anything off menu,
anything,
slash a modification. Yeah.
Including if you order it in the wrong, you know what I mean? Like if we have on the menu a salad that's inspired by a Caesar, say, but we don't call it a Caesar salad, and you say, I'll take the Caesar salad, even if I know what you're talking about and I don't even ask, I just know what you're talking about. If we have like an anchovy parmesan salad and that's how it's identified on the menu, it's $1 more.
Can you explain further why that is important to you?
I work in a restaurant that is, to be fair to the people that come into the restaurant, it's very like when it started, it was very much like we do things our way and you have to conform to our way. And it's gotten like further and further from that as it's stayed open longer. But still, people will just not look at the menu and just order items that they like think would be on the menu based on the vibe. And including just guacamole, which is just not something we serve. And people will just sit down and go, we'll have chips and guac. And it's like,
no, you won't. Actually, you won't have that.
That's literally, if you looked at the menu, you would not see the word guacamole anywhere on it. And so it actually drives me bonkers.
Okay, that I understand. That makes more sense to me than just, okay.
So I'm like, I just need to know that you like read the text. I almost like it's to kind of relate it to like academia is like, at least like read the cliff notes. Like don't come in and just be like, I don't know what's going on. Like, okay, you didn't do the reading. That's fine. Can you at least like glance over the cliff notes so that if I call on you, you have at least one word to say?
Like just, or at least ask the next table over. Say, what is this place like? Can you guys give me a quick because the waitress is coming over right now. Can you just tell me really quick, what should I get? I think that's a good idea. Okay.
So that's my number one thing.
Okay.
Not number one thing in terms of priority. That's my light. That's my first, just easing into it. That's dipping my toe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks.
I think that I should have the ability to 86 someone, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a cap.
Okay.
Per shift. You know, maybe it's once a shift. So you have to kind of choose wisely. But I think I should be able to go up to someone and say, I'm so sorry, but you can't eat here. You're going to have to leave.
You're finished. I think that's good. I think once a shift is good also because not just for you, But for the guests, because it's like, is it going to be you tonight?
I'm spinning the fucking Russian roulette. I'm spinning the barrel. Is it going to be fucking you? Behave yourself. I've got one loaded. Try me.
Yeah. And I want them to know. Like it's, I think it should be on the menu, a sign. on the marquee.
Yeah. And you can kind of do a little nut, like a little head nod. Kind of look over. Yeah.
Pointedly.
What's over here? As you're and your tone is what to me right now? Sorry, you want to kind of take it? Okay, thank you. That's what I thought. Yeah, I think just kind of an implicit threat hanging over everyone's heads is what needs to be at more restaurants.
100% agree.
Great.
100% agree.
Also, this might just go in the regular contract, but I want to have a fully paid out meal for two once a month.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's often a perk that's given to like sous, CDCs, you know what I mean? Like cooks that are like higher in the hierarchy is like, oh, go out and dine out. But it's like, don't you want everyone in your restaurant to dine out and know what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, totally. It makes sense on so many levels. I don't know why everyone's so fucking cheap about it.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Also, because I think, this is my genuine thought. I think it would raise the standard of service. A rising tide lifts all boats. It would raise the standard of service across the board. Because I feel, and I know a lot of people in the service industry feel, that, like, it is really hard to find good service kind of anywhere in New York. And I think part of that is the sense that... Like, it's not worth the money to go out because everything's so expensive. And so then when you do go out, you're like so hypersensitive and you're like, oh my God, like I had to sit with an empty wine glass for literally 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. And they know I'm going to be leaving 25%, 30%. And that's so fucked up that they kind of dicked me. And ugh, it's so frustrating that it motivates you. So it's like if everyone just had like a little subsidy to go out all the time, you're in a better mood, you know what's going on, and you're like, I'm happy to serve these people. I'm gonna like be so attentive to them because I know they got money burning a hole in their pocket because they're right. it's just free money.
Totally. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's like that's a freebie for restaurant management. So I don't often give you guys that. But here you go. I'm feeling fucking generous today.
Hey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this already.
Yeah. I said this to Lillian via text. My dream. This is now I'm moving away from reality and this is not grounded.
Please do.
Is my dream is Simpsons universe. There's one beer. I don't really understand the need for there to be multiple beers. I don't get it. I'll say three beers.
Do the McSwirlies. Do the McSwirlies.
Exactly.
Light and dark. Two sizes.
Light and dark. And then we can do like classic, dark, and then light meaning it's 70 calories, like a Miller Lite.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah.
I'll do that. Diet beer, dark beer. End of list.
I like that. And you have to say diet. You can't say light beer because then it's like...
It's confusing.
Well, is it the light, like, and that has been that, and that is a confusion that has happened in my life that has been very to horrible consequences where I said, just a light, something light. No, not, what do you, no, not Miller Lite. What are you talking about? A Pilsner. You know what I'm saying? Pilsner,
yes. I want
a anticipating. Pilsner.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it's called diet beer.
You have to say, I want a diet beer.
Want a diet beer. And guess what? I would be ordering that.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed. I like diet beer.
I'll Amstel Light. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Someone left a Michelob Ultra at my house. I had a little party and I was like, crack that after the tiki party the other night. I was like, well, I'm having this at 2 a.m. in bed. I have two sips and they're okay, you know?
Yeah. I will say like Miller Light in a bottle for me, top notch beer.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
We're not supposed to be drinking that right now, so.
No, of course. And I wouldn't.
And I would never.
And I would never.
I would. Fuck, I had something and I forgot it. Miller, doesn't matter, who cares? Light beer, diet. Oh, I just want to say really quickly also, this is just a quick sidebar. I did have a party and I had some lovely friends come. A large amount of graduate students came. And Kelly and company, some of the strangest, the things you think you don't have to say to people coming to your house. I said on the invitation, I said, bring a beverage if you'd like, meaning I'll supply food and I'll have drinks, but feel free to contribute if you'd like to bring something to drink. Somebody brought a Costco sized bag of individually wrapped yogurt snacks. Just
like handed go-gurts?
They're called like Googerns or something. I don't know what they're called. They're like this weird little yogurt pellets. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with these? Put these in a trick or treat bowl and put them fucking by the door? What am I doing with these individually wrapped yogurt snacks at my party? There's prosciutto. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? It's so crazy. And there, God bless prosciutto. Her. And they're actually really good. Like, I have personally been snacking on them, but the little individual things. But like, is that a party food? Do you bring that as a guest? If it's not like your best friend who's like having some people over, we're going to the beach. Do you want to bring whatever snacks you have? Fine.
Yes.
Okay, you're coming to my home.
I have two related Mark updates.
God. Okay.
I saw Mark two times this past week, which is a lot of Mark, a lot of white Mark. So number one update is where I thought you were going to go with that is that we went to a BYO place for dinner and he's like, we were waiting for a table. And so he's like, do you want me to run across the street and grab beers? I was like, yeah, great. He got two. He got two beers. I was like, okay, slay. Because he does not like to drink as much as me, which is totally fine. But I'm like, but you do know how much I like to drink, which is not, it's like also not that I was like, and please get me like a couple airport nips or I'll get the shakes. It's just like,
yeah,
I'm an adult, no, totally. I'm at dinner. Like I'm going to have dinner. Two or three beers.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Like whatever. Such a freak. And then but the flip side of that coin is that yesterday he was like, we had a little picnic in the park and then he was like, he's going out of town for a couple weeks. So he was like, do you want to like, he was like, you can take all the shit that we didn't eat. And I was like, okay. Including he had gotten so many fucking pepitas. I waited when I got them, literally 12 ounces.
What?
And he was like, you can take those. And I was like, well, these aren't going to go bad. And I was like, it's not really my go-to snack. I might throw a handful in a salad, but I was like, I genuinely have no idea how long it would take me to finish these. And he was like, no, take them. So now it's a burden. So many pepitas.
That is an ingredient in trail mix and a bad one at that. It's kind of, you throw those in as a filler in the trail mix.
I was like, I genuinely am not, I don't know how I'm going to use them all.
Are they toasted?
They're pretty good. They're toasted and salted.
I mean, I like pepitas, but yeah, that's,
I'll send you some.
Yeah. Ship them on over.
I was shocked.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, yeah, I guess I now know what I have to stipulate specifically. Right. Don't bring bulk.
No bulk snacks.
Just no bulk snacks. And like bringing a snack is fine to share. That's fine. It's not like, but whew, mama. Anyways, okay, back to our topic.
Yes.
You said the beer thing.
Beer thing. I think also kind of related to socializing, I would like to say, I'm wondering how I feel. I want to know all the gossip, but I want there to be the appropriate amount of drama. I don't know how to regulate this. I want to know all the gossip and I want there to be an appropriate amount of drama because it's really boring when you work in a restaurant where genuinely no one sleeps together and you're just like,
yeah.
So we're all in our 20s and 30s and we're all getting drunk all of the time. And then we just all go home and watch Love is Blind. Like, what's going on?
Maybe you guys can start like a post secret, but for your restaurant.
Oh, I like that. And no like cruelty. Like, I don't want it to be like, LOL, like.
No, there's rotating mods.
Yeah. Rotating mods. You know, everyone has to submit one secret a month, and everyone has to do one mod shift every 6 months.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
I like ratified. That. Great. That's good. I mean, it's tough because I'm feeling really combative right now, like right now, all the time. And I'm just thinking all of mine are just like ways to control and suppress customers, but like
that's totally fine,
you know? Yeah, I know. But I mean, I've already kind of said I can kick out anyone I want. So like, what more could I possibly, I mean, I like the idea of making rules around orders. I think that's also where a lot of things, you know, I think the no substitutions and all of that is extremely necessary. You know, I think any kind of maybe there's a few things that also trigger an automatic, it's not even my decision, but this triggers an automatic, you need to leave.
Okay.
So there's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, this is not a decision-based thing. This is just like house rules kind of deal. So this is not, I'm not using my 186. This is like, you know, anything related to comments about music or temperature.
I would say music, temperature, brightness.
Yeah, I was going to say brightness, but like, y'all know my restaurant would never be bright, so.
No, I know. Well, it's very rare that people say, can you turn the lights down? But like, I'm talking about people will whip out the cell phone flashlight when it is broad daylight.
It's like, you need glasses, my guy. Yeah. Like, that's what that means.
Like, if that's your concern, you should be one of those old people that carries, like, the magnifying, you know? Like, I feel like that used to be a thing of, like, a magnifying glass for menus. Have that.
Really? Did that used to be a thing?
It was, like, a little square. It wasn't, like, like a private eye one. It was, like, a little square one you would carry in your purse.
You know how private dicks always have an oversized fucking magnifying glass?
You know about that. The Starbucks lawyers were talking to the Pinkertons, and they were all getting fedoras and magnifying glass.
Literally, though. Yeah, agree. Okay. Those are off limits.
Those are off limits.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree with that. And then, yeah, I agree with that. That then it's like, just leave. Just leave.
Yeah. You clearly don't like it here.
And that's fine.
And that's okay. That's fine with me. Oh, what about this? How about a cap on party sizes?
Yes. Yes. I think max party size is 6.
Correct.
Or automatic buyout.
That's going to go ahead and trigger an automatic buyout. So the moment you walk in.
Yeah. If you want to get 7 in, no fucking way you got to buy out the restaurant.
I'm handing you a fucking check for $1,000 if 7 of you walk in.
Exactly. I also want to say no day of reservations and no calling and saying what's the wait right now.
No. Correct. Fucking risk it. Take a little fucking chance. And guess what? Oh my gosh, you can't get a seat here? You're going to wander off and find some little hole in the wall and have yourself an adventure. That's what fucking life is about. God damn it. Take a chance. You know?
So when someone calls and says, we're 45 minutes away, can we put our name on the wait list? No.
Let me
You're 45 minutes away. Just come in.
How fast are you traveling so I can do the fucking SAT math and figure out when you're going to get here and then divide that
if
by
ben
how many
and
people
Sarah
are waiting.
Are taking the 456.
Literally, shut the fuck up. Like, you cannot control. I'm saying this as I've decided to control everything about people's experiences. You cannot control everything. You know what I mean? About your experience in a restaurant. Like, you just have to fucking go with it. And so that's part of it. Just, it is what it is. You show up, you get in, you have a night there, you don't, you come back again. It's like, it's not the end of the fucking world. God. I don't even work in restaurants anymore. I'm just like, fucking moron. So it stays with you, folks. You never.
These people are so stupid. It's true, though, Lillian. I have to tell you they are. I have to tell you.
And no takeout, no delivery. That's just, I'm just saying that out loud. That's not part of, that's already been established in our earlier contract.
That's already been, it goes without saying.
But anyways, wow, this is shaping up to be a great shift. If these are,
it's shaping up to be a great shift. I also, I'm going to say something maybe possibly controversial. No merch.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You like something? That's for you to know. All right?
Keep
you
it to yourself.
Your fucking keep it to your goddamn self.
You like something, keep it
you
to
yourself. You get your little t-shirt. Oh, Court Street Grocers. I go there. Shut the fuck up.
So fucking true. Let's like, you know what? Have some fucking... Like, you should be embarrassed. Like, have some humility. You know what I mean? Like, you're humiliating yourself. Wait, also, Kelly, we never told them, speaking of merch and us buying it, we never told this podcast, which we both are guilty of this, the story of the Keens shirt. This is so funny, you guys.
Which is sitting in my living room, and I do have to send it to you.
I don't. Way. It's fine. I love surprises. Kelly and I, in my short time, in my visit to New York, went to have lunch at Keen's. It was great. We had a great time. We cried. We laughed. As we're leaving, we're drunk enough that Kelly's like, let me buy you a present. And there's a Keen's shirt, which is very cute. And, you know, it's obviously busy. And there's a guy behind the desk. And Kelly's like, hey, can we, I would love to buy one of the white Keen's shirts, like a size medium or whatever. And the guy goes, we don't have any white Keen's shirts. So, and we were like, oh, well, sorry, just like, just this one right here, you know, in the case.
It's in a case.
It's in a case,
by the way. If you've never been there, it's in like a glass, like a museum.
Yeah, it's in a museum.
I point down, just simply down.
And he's like, oh, the cream shirt. The cream shirt is what you're asking about. I was like, motherfucker, listen to me. Like, Kelly and I are not some, we are not, and not that you should treat people like this any differently, but we are not two, you know, clueless tourists from fucking Nebraska.
You cannot discriminate against Hacey.
I mean, I do, but.
She's a country mouse.
Kelly and I are not that, okay? So you can drop it, please. And so fucking funny because you're like, we're literally buying your restaurant. It's just, you even sell t-shirts, my guy. Like, you sell fucking t-shirts.
You sell t-shirts. You sell the t-shirts. No, I actually was crying laughing as we left. Honestly, I was like, he is my hero. Oh, the cream shirt.
It was
like this, the idea that you would be confused, like you, it could, because it wasn't just him being like, we don't have white shirts. It was like almost like,
I'm sorry. forgive me for my ignorance. It's like, yeah, it's not like we were like asking for Pat instead of pate in like thick Southern accents or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like some kind of, y'all have snails here? Like, I don't know, whatever it is. Like, it's not even like, it just wasn't that level of like bumpkin. Like, it's like, relax. Yeah. It was so funny. But that guy probably has, I mean, so his job funny. Must be so, the amount of the volume and level of service at that place is like incomprehensible, like a lot of work. So I get it. I'm sure he's had the worst of the worst and God bless, but it was so funny. No,
but that yes, that was one of the funniest experiences. You mean the cream shirt?
So sorry. I just didn't understand the words you were saying.
It just kind of, it took me a second to understand even what you were referring to. The cream chemise you're referring to.
The cotton poly blend, of course. so fucking funny. Anyways, that won't be happening.
Oh my God. Yes, I just think that, well, Lily and I were talking about this before we started recording. The way that we are all stuck in 2021 is so annoying. And it's like the Zizmore core is like, it won't die. And it's just literally to the point where the restaurant that I work at, which does a lot of merch, put out a new hat and someone who works there wore it to the bar that night like a bar in Brooklyn, the restaurant's in Manhattan. And someone came up to her and was like, where did you get that hat? They just released it today. It's like, how do you fucking know that? Get a grip.
That's so fucking lame.
I was like, that person.
Bad in bed.
Bad in bed. You're bad in bed. You probably don't talk.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's really fucking lame. I think we've all had our turn with the fucking branded sweatshirts of every, you know, I get it. It was fun. And, you know.
It was fun.
I had a great time.
It was fun.
You know, that said, what FOH merch should we put out? We don't mean podcasts. Having said, we don't mean podcasts. That. We mean restaurants.
Oh, God. I fumbled it with the guy who had a $10,000 embroidery machine.
Well, never say never. It's not $10,000. What are you talking about?
He told me it was 10. Wait,
he owns a $10,000 embroidery machine?
That's what he told me.
Okay, you did fumble it then.
I know, Lillian.
Well, I'm mad about it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess I could, I'll hit him up when.
Hit him up.
I'll hit him up. He's also in grad school and he was like, I'm in critique right now. I'll hit him up when critique's over.
Hit him up when critique is over. Oh my God.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I can imagine.
When is it? May?
I don't fucking know. I'm not in art school. When critique is over. Oh God. It's never going to be over, son.
Hey, when's critique over? I'm just going to text him and say, when's critique over?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
This is live, everybody, by the way. Mind of Sullivan. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Any last kind of
final thoughts?
You know, sub clauses.
I
feel like I didn't do a great job, everybody. I'm sorry. I was thinking about a real contract and now, you know, it burned my brain.
We can always, it's a living document. That's how we started this.
That's so true. That's so true. It is a living document. We're just getting started.
Oh, okay. This is my last one, kind of related to music. Within the restaurant, this is not related to guests. Within the restaurant, if the restaurant has a Spotify, the playlist title needs to be what the vibe of the playlist is. It cannot be like,
yes,
Lizard Moves.
Super tropical. Yeah, no.
Just say, good for lunch. Busy Saturday. Things of that nature.
Start of service Friday.
Mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Please.
Don't say, left-handed loony. That means nothing to me. I don't know what
Jitterbug
that is.
Jitterbug toast. Shut the fuck up. No. Tell me. Say more.
Disco stepdad. What are you talking about?
Everyone stop it. Everyone stop it. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I'm with you. I tell you what. Mercy. All right. Well, I hope this gets y'all's gills.
Gills?
Nope. I suddenly have I'm like a speech impediment. 5-year-old with a speech impediment. Yo, gears. Hope this gets your gears turning. Thinking about your own desires.
And remember, there's power outside of a union too. And if you need to sit down with your coworkers and say, merch strike, we're not selling it anymore. And if someone asks for it, oh, do you have that shirt in a large? No, I fucking don't. Next question. Oh, do I have it in an extra large or a medium? No, I fucking don't. Next question.
Sorry, is this an unfair labor practice? Nope, it's actually a merch strike.
Merch strike, baby. Hey.
So that's also covered under the NLRB. So,
and you don't need to be in a union to do that. It's just
anyone can do it
as an American.
That's collective action, baby. merch strike is so funny. All right, well, everybody, we do have a Patreon that's back up and running, and
it's everything for everyone, because however much you want to pay, you'll get everything, because there's no guarantees what we'll be putting out.
Except for maybe the dollar. I don't know.
Except for maybe the dollar.
People. The dollar.
But I don't even know how many dollar people we have.
We have a few dollar people. We always respect you and love you just the same. We say the dollar is like you get your name. You get a shout out on the podcast and our love as well. Every penny counts. I just re-upped for real some gear for myself. So it's happening. Yeah. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Review, rate, and subscribe. LOL. Do people do that anymore? Unsure.
Unsure.
But you can do it.
Unsure.
Okay. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.